American Cattle News. What can we learn about the current state of beef demand? More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
You know, there's demand weakness in the beef and pork categories kind of across the board.
Kansas State livestock economist Glenn Tonzer.
The pork chop category may be a little more extreme. This is why you're kind of pulling it out there. Some of our listeners may know the National Pork Board launched something called the Loin Task Force. So pork chops come from the loin, from hogs. And the pork industry is aware that there's plenty of room for demand improvement in all categories, but particularly things that come from the loin, including pork chops that you did the call out. I'm highlighting this because I'm trying to help the industry on that. I'm the economist on that task force, and there's definitely work to be done.
And what about household finances?
I always highlight, you know, some I call it ad hoc, but, you know, kind of rotating question at the end of my monthly, you know, the base four-page report we put out every month. And this month, I continue to highlight macroeconomic challenges. So one of the things we ask is each person, over 2,000 people every month, complete this survey. How do your household finances compare now with a year ago? And unfortunately, in November, only 15% say their household finances are better than 12 months earlier. Conversely, 40% say they're worse. And of course, the remaining 45% say they're about the same. So the vast majority are the same or worse. You're an unfortunate minority if you say your finances have improved. But the relevance for the meat industry is if you tell me your finances have improved, you're much more likely to have had beef, pork, or chicken in your prior day meals. Told me that you had it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner the prior day. Conversely, if you tell me your finances have declined, you're much more likely to tell me, no, I actually had something besides those three main meats or no protein at all in my meals yesterday, which is not surprising. Meat protein is one of the more expensive, you know, food items we have out there. And it's important, right? I'm all, you know, I'm kind of a meat geek here, so this is not a dig on it. But when your home finances are being squeezed, lots of things on your budget get squeezed. And I think it is the biggest headwind facing domestic meat demand for sure. And it showed up again here in November.
American Cattle News.